All right, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to not get burned out whenever you're trying to do your business, market your business, take out the trash of your business, and you're trying to take care of everything, but you don't want to get burned out because this is your business, this is your baby. You want to you want to take this thing to the moon. You want to be your very best, but guess what? We're humans. Okay? And we run out of energy sometimes. We need to recoup, okay? And so here's the thing. So there are times that you need to do the 12-hour days, the 14-hour days, and you might need to do them back-to-back. And you might be like, is this worth it in all of this, this craziness that is happening whenever you're doing these long and crazy days? That may need to happen. But that cannot be an everyday thing. If you are running a business and you're doing 10 to 14 hour days every day of the week, maybe 5 or 6 days of the week, it's not worth it. Like, that's not the life. Unless you are so obsessed and you just love everything about what you're doing, which may be true. You know, there are people like Alex Hormozi out in the world who he just loves everything he does. He loves to work. And so he just works all the time, which is great for him. Most of us are not like that. And most of us will probably never be like that. Even if we're doing something that we're super passionate about and that we know we need to be doing, and it's our calling and it's our purpose and our passion and everything, it doesn't matter, okay? We're humans. We have a gas tank, so to speak, right? And it gets low sometimes and it needs to be refilled, okay? So here's the thing. Your business growth will happen more with consistency rather than you going hard for a few weeks and then dropping off the map, okay? So realistically, what you need to do is just find a way to be consistent and taking care of yourself. And I could probably just end the podcast right here, which would be great. We'd all be happy. But here's the thing. We can go into some deeper detail on it. So I think you just need to find a rhythm for yourself. Like, what is your day to day? What can you handle? Where do you burn out during the day? Like, do you drop off pretty hard after 6-7 hours of work and you start to like not be creative anymore? Everything you say is not really useful. Everything you're creating is not really worth creating because it takes twice as long. You need to figure that out, because there are ways where if you do want to work these long hours, right, it's okay. You can do that. But sometimes in the middle of the day, you just need to take an hour off. Go freaking watch a TV show. Go on a walk. Go read a book. Take your mind off the work. Rejuvenate yourself. Refill who you are. Whatever you need to do, go have some prayer time. And then get back to work an hour later. Because maybe the work that you're doing after that, since you're going to be recuperated, have some energy, some inspiration, you'll be able to get the work done faster and maybe even better quality. And I think that's often an overlooked thing when it comes to working a lot, is people are like, yeah, I work 12 hours a day. I do all this stuff. But honestly, the work that they're doing past, you know, their first 5-6 hours is crap. Terrible. It's like most people, me, this is how I work. I know that my first 4 to 5 hours of the day are killer. I do my best work in the morning, first 4 to 5 hours a day. Now when it can then, you know, I start work around 9 a.m. usually, sometimes 8 a.m., sometimes 10 a.m., just depending on the schedule of my life, right? We all have crazy things that happen. And I realized that around 2 or 3 p.m., I start to drop off pretty hard. And it's not that I can't get work done. It's not that I haven't been able to get work done. It's just the quality of the work and the speed of the work starts to dissipate. And I start to feel like I'm doing my clients a disservice, the people who are depending on me a disservice. And so what do? I take a little bit of a break. Sometimes I take a long lunch just to recoup my thoughts, get reinvigorated. Sometimes, and this is like the most bro thing ever, sometimes I just go watch a motivational video on YouTube, like just to get my mindset back to where it needs to be. So whenever I am about to sit down and do the work, I'm remembering why I'm doing the work. So I can keep going. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I just kept doing the work. I would just burn out, okay? And I know we're not candles. as once a friend once told us early on. I'm not a candle. I don't burn out. Yeah, I get that. But you do need rest. Rest is important. It's so important. It's in the Bible. I mean, you know, even God rested one day. So I think it's okay for you to rest. Okay? So, and I'm speaking to myself too, because I've been working a lot of days lately and it's overwhelming. Like there have been days where I'm like, what am I doing? Like, is this worth it? Is any of this worth it? And then when I get some sleep and get some rest, I'm like, oh yeah, this is all worth it. Whenever you get tired, your judgment skills just go so far down the drain that you're not thinking clearly. And you're not making decisions. You're not making good decisions for yourself. It's so easy to eat unhealthier. It's so easy to skip the gym. It's so easy to put that thing off till tomorrow whenever you're tired. So rest is so freaking important. And it's so important to your creativity. So bringing it back to marketing is, if you want your marketing to be good, if you want your marketing to be powerful, you have to be creative, right? Like, there is so much going on out there. There's so many people putting out content. There are so many people killing it, and there are so many people who are not killing it. Most of those people who are not killing it are just straight up exhausted. They're so tired that they can't even sit down and be creative. And when they are creative, it isn't very good. And I'm just speaking truth here. Like, you can't depend on the algorithm to help you. The algorithm won't help you, okay? The algorithm is if you make good content and people enjoy it. Like, that's the algorithm. It's not anything else. And so, but let me back up a little bit. It's okay to stay consistent though. Like, you wanna stay consistent. So if you have a few weeks of bad content, seeing if things aren't performing, maybe you need to consider taking a break. And guess what? It's okay. If you took a week off, the world's not gonna notice. Okay, it's gonna be okay. If you miss posting one video, it's gonna be okay. Now, what do I advise that? Heck no. Put another video out. Because there have been times for me that I put content out that I was like, oh, this is terrible, but I just need to get something out because my audience is waiting for me and I don't want them to forget about me and all this stuff. And then sometimes that's some of the best stuff, because what I ended up doing is I just sat down and created something. And I didn't think about it. I just knew I had to get something out. So I sat down and created something. And so sometimes that's all you need to do, is just sit down and create something. So that's kind of a catch 22, right? Is like, I just told you to get rest, but sometimes whenever you are stressed out, you make something without thinking about it, but it's actually better, because if you're an overthinker, sometimes you just need to sit down and do the thing and then put it out and then rejoice because it went well. It goes both ways. But your marketing will definitely stumble if you do not get to that point. Your marketing will stumble if you get to the point of burnout. Because here's the thing. Often when we get tired and we get exhausted, we forget why we were doing this in the first place. We forget who we are in the first place. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've thought that when I'm doing something and I've been doing it hard for a while. I'm like, what's the point of this? You know? And then God will give me a gentle reminder, sometimes not so gentle, of like, hey, this is why you're doing this. This is why I had you do this. This is why you're committing to this. And I'm like, oh yeah. That's right. And so if anything, you know, if any good tip I can give you is just spend some time in prayer for the reminder of your goals and your dreams and your passions and your callings, because if you get reminded of that, it's going to be hard for you to get burned out. Because when you have this burning passion inside of you and this burning thing that like is just calling you, it's not something that you're pushing towards, you're being called by it. Burnout won't happen. Because you're being pulled and you're not pushing. So consider that for a second. Are you pushing or are you getting pulled towards something? And I think often that's the difference between people living in alignment for what they want. Because you see, whenever people are like doing the exact thing that they should be doing, they're waking up every morning. Doesn't matter how much sleep they got. Doesn't matter whatever, their nutrition or whatever, they're gung-ho. They're ready to go because that's exactly where they need to be. And they feel incredible because it's like, it's so in alignment, but compared to other people who are doing things that are not in alignment and they're lost, they're a little confused and they're like, well, I guess I can just skip that thing today. Even though I thought this was like my calling for life. That's not how that works. So yeah, honestly, best thing you can do, two things you can do. Okay. Sit down with a freaking journal. Okay. And just journal all your thoughts about what you want to do and what you should be doing. Second thing is spend some time in prayer. And if you don't believe in God or I believe in Jesus. If you don't believe that, fine, whatever. Pray to the universe, whatever. Connect, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. Just spend some time in silence and let your thoughts out and let them get figured out so that you can actually make a decision and then work in alignment. Because when you work in alignment and then you start to market the alignment that you're working in, it's going to go gangbusters. And by gangbusters, I mean, it's going to go really, really well. And it'll feel right. It won't feel sticky. It won't feel slimy. It won't feel like you're doing a disservice. It'll feel like you're doing a service, which is what we are all doing and what we should be doing, is a service to one another. Because in this world, we don't exist without other people. Like, you can't have a business without people buying or using your business. So it's really people that matter. And if you can be of service to them in alignment with who you're called to be, you win. You win. And the people who get to use you for your service or your product, they win. We all win. And it's beautiful. That's it for today, guys. Thank you for watching. Thank you. Like, subscribe, comment. Tell me your favorite color. Mine's blue, I think. I don't really know. Anyways, love you. Bye.